Okay, this is DJ Spectrogram, just giving you a quick rundown of what you heard in that last set. That was Iron Maiden with the song Virus, which mysteriously shares some lyrics with the Godspeed You Black Emperor song BBF3. Before that was Storm Shadow with Stainless Stealing. Prior to that, Billy the Squid with Rebel Against Them. Ink and Dagger with The Fine Art of Original Sin, a remix. Leroy Brown, Blueprint. Pink Floyd, Lucifer Sam, and to start that set off, you heard By the Throat, Lowest Form of Life. And here is Reverend Bookburn. Thank you for listening.
Good evening, this is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In, broadcasting live at RadioVolta.org and relay broadcasting live at InfidelGuy.com. Tonight's theme is Payback Corporate Welfare, and there'll be news, interesting bits on that, a lot of humor, all kinds of news to cover, and great music. Going to start off with Brian Eno, Here Comes the Warm Jets.
The crack.
Okay, there's news regarding my friend Catherine Moon. She has a new CD coming out in September and a big CD release party. And this will be somewhere in North Jersey. And it should be on her website, which is CatherineMoon.com. Catherine spelled with a C. And I got this a few months ago, which I believe to be an advanced copy of her new music. So I'm going to play a track from that. This track is called Universal Soldier.
He's 5'2" and he's 6'1". He fights with missiles and with spears. He's all of 31 and he's only 17. He's been a soldier for 1,000 years. He's a Muslim, a Hindu, and an atheist, a Buddhist, a Christian, and a Jew. And he knows he shouldn't kill, and he knows he always will kill you for me, my friend, and me for you. He's a universal soldier, he really is to blame. His orders come from far away no more. They come from him and you and me. And brothers, can't you see? This is not a way we put an end to war. He's fighting for Canada, he's fighting for France, he's fighting for the USA. Fighting for the Russians and he's fighting for Japan, and he thinks we'll put an end to war this way. He's fighting for democracy, he's fighting for the Reds, he says it's for the peace of all. He's the one who must decide who's to live and who's to die, and he never sees the writing on the walls. He's the universal soldier, he really is to blame. His orders come from far away no more. They come from him and you and me. And brothers, can't you see? This is not a way we put an end to war. He's a jihad martyr, he's a freedom fighter, he's an Air Force pilot dropping bombs. He's the one who gives his body as a weapon to a war, and without him all this killing can't go on. He's fighting for India, he's fighting for Iraq, he's fighting for the USA. He's fighting for Afghanistan, he's fighting for peace, and he thinks we'll put an end to war this way. He's the universal soldier, he really is to blame. His orders see, this is not a way we put an end to war. They come from him and you and me, and brothers, can't you see, this is not a way we put an end to war.
Saturation, bottle drop. Lost in a thing. No one's gonna follow my mind.
Okay, gonna play a song for people who are going to do a future action. As you know, there's been awards offered on this show. People who have thought of the funniest post-September 11th porn titles. Anyone who pies the corporate scab karaoke new version of the Dead Kennedys, who shame punk history. There's all kinds of shit that we've been offering on this show. Do you remember the other things people get awards for, or special song dedications, special actions? Oh, if you scream child molesters at Father Pavone of Priests for Life and his group, if you see them harassing women at a women's clinic.
Yes. Yeah.
Thank you. Well, if either of us think of any more that we do on this show, we have a lot of brain cells functioning tonight. This was his doing. We will relay them. Anyway, there is a new one. We were talking, actually, I was chatting with a book burner, a Reverend Book Burn listener in cyberspace, and we were covering all the great subjects like the American Christian Taliban and the nutcases in America who are just as insane as Al-Qaeda and just as dangerous, the Army of God, the anti-abortion terrorists who've bombed and shot people at so many abortion clinics, and other happy-go-lucky subjects along that line. And so we were talking about the Christian jihad over here, and the subject ended up going to one of our favorites on the show, the insidious adult entertainment industry organization called Adult Video News, who really give porn and erotica a bad name by sabotaging the security of all who goes to their conventions by allowing a Christian asshole group called XXX Church to set up booths and have tables, whatever, and have access to everybody at their adult convention. This, of course, means that adult video news organizers are assholes, unworthy of a single dime from anybody. And, of course, it means that the XXX Church, which kind of masks itself as just a loving Christian organization, in reality are a Christian Taliban organization with links to far-right-wing religious organizations. But we've covered that extensively on the show and repeatedly, so I'm clarifying that for new listeners, and this is leading up to the action. We thought it's not enough to expose XXX Church at RadioVolta.org, InfidelGuy.com, and Pastor Tammy's website, FullGospelRanch.com. But now it seems that action is warranted. So rather than let these people infest adult gatherings, adult entertainment gatherings, completely left alone, or really showing up anywhere and being left alone, we thought, what kind of harmless action could be done to the people from XXX Church? And then, in the middle of the chat, this idea just popped up like a light bulb overhead. People should moon them or expose themselves to XXX Church. Since they refuse to expose their links to religious extremists, people can instead expose themselves to XXX Church. And of course, you got to write to us and tell us if you do such an action, and you will get song dedications. In fact, you can take over the show for a night, even from far away, from Philadelphia. And this next song is dedicated to the first person, couple, or group who exposed themselves, literally, to the anti-sex Christian Taliban organization known as the XXX Church. The track is by Jello Biafra and Mojo Nixon from their Prairie Home Invasion CD. This song is called Plastic Jesus.
Oh, my.
Okay, you heard Jello Biafra and Mojo Nixon doing Plastic Jesus. Huskerdu did Sunshine Superman and In a Free Land. Catherine Moon did Universal Soldier. The Shop Assistants did Respectable. And started off with Eno doing Here Come the Warm Jets. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. It's on every Sunday night from 9 to 11 East Coast Time, USA, at RadioVolta.org, and relay broadcast live at InfidelGuy.com. And now, the 9 to 11 part goes on repeatedly throughout the week at InfidelGuy.com, but not the overtime, should we go overtime, which we've been doing a lot of lately. From anywhere from 11:30 to 12. You will not get the overtime at the repeat broadcasts at InfidelGuy.com, but you will get the 9 to 11 parts. The last couple of shows, a couple of back shows, and tonight's show will be at the audio archive section of the new Reverend Bookburn page, which is at FullGospelRanch.com/RevBookburn, and you can also check out the message boards and soon to be updated links page and a whole lot more, and the weekly playlists, which are playlists and show summaries from each show. If you want to receive the playlist by email or give feedback or ideas or claim a prize for an action or for pretty much any reason, write Rev Bookburn, care of, not care of, Rev Bookburn at FullGospelRanch.com. The Reverend is available for weddings of couples or groups of any orientation or lifestyle, including those from the transgendered or kink communities. Outside or across the street from Catholic, fundamentalist, or any other Taliban-modeled theocratic church. Next week, the theme will be Labor Day Party. And so it'll be a Labor Day theme with labor-related songs and news and content. And it will also be a party. So there'll be some party tunes and content and crazy shit broadcast here from Radio Volta and Infidel Guy. Labor Day Party next Sunday night, which is September 1st. In 2 weeks and in 3 weeks, parts 1 and 2 of Remember September 11th, Forget the Media Hype. These will be the Sundays before and after the anniversary of September 11th, and unlike what you will get from the corporate media, this will cut through the media lies and the total bullshit from the Bush regime and get to the hearts of the matter, including the fact that the illegal president, as he's called, knew of the attacks in advance and failed to speak or act. And that will be September 8th and September 15th, parts 1 and 2 of Remember September 11th, Forget the Media Hype. Tonight's theme is Payback Corporate Welfare. And we have some good tunes to play in accordance with that theme a little later. But I wanted to comment on this again, even though it's been a theme before, because, as you know, if you've heard the show before, and welcome new listeners, but for those who've heard the show for a long time, it's no secret that on weekdays, Reverend Bookburn turns into a mild-mannered social worker who has to deal with a lot of shit, including the barbaric, savage jail system, the religious pushing, inappropriate drug treatment facilities, psychiatric facilities, welfare and food stamps offices, Social Security, and pretty much all of them are pretty, or at least have elements of them, or components of them, that are very inhuman and inappropriate without regard to the United States Constitution or ethics or human compassion. And a recent experience was trying to get somebody hooked up with food stamps and other entitlements, and going through the paperwork and and also Social Security, and going through the forms and the paperwork, the threats of legal prosecution if there was any misinformation, the details, the every detail of the person's life on these forms, who do you live with, who moved in, you must tell us if there is any change in any of this information once you start collecting, and blah, blah, blah. You would think they were getting a lot of money instead of slightly less than is even necessary to live on. And it hit me. I don't think the people who run corporate America, who are receiving billions of dollars in corporate welfare every year, billions of taxpayer dollars, receiving corporate welfare handouts from their friends, from their hoes in the Bush regime, and a thoroughly corrupt cesspool of shit known as the United States Congress, I don't think these recipients of corporate welfare are answering these kinds of questions. So what you're going to see on the Reverend Bookburn webpage in the future is proper paperwork to be filled out by the now exposed corporate criminals who have received all kinds of money as handouts, as corporate welfare. And we're going to discuss who some of these people are, as well as providing forms that they should fill out. Corporations like Enron, WorldCom, Adelphia, there's too many to even name now, Halliburton, corporate criminals who have benefited from public monies to the tune of billions. So the next time you hear some ignorant complaining about his or her tax dollars going towards somebody who receives welfare, them damn welfare moms and food stamp recipients, you can educate that ignoroid and tell them that the sum total of everybody who receives general assistance is but a drop in the bucket compared to the sleazy corporate criminals who are already billionaires, who are receiving infinitely more money from the taxpayers every year, people who are already billionaires and donors to both corporate hoe political parties, and especially to the criminal Bush regime that now occupies the White House. So that will be coming up. The corporate welfare recipient forms for them to fill out. And you can send your own creative ideas. A lot of you are very creative out there and sending great parodies, jokes, show ideas, etc. I'm going to refer to a couple of websites. One I've been plugging for the last month or so because it's gotten so good. CorpWatch.org, which watches corporate America pretty well in detail. CorpWatch.org. And the Corporate Welfare Information Center, and this is an old site, but there's a lot of valuable information provided by Ralph Nader and numerous other people. Corporate Welfare Information Center, which is at corporations.org/welfare. And speaking of corporate hoes and the corporate media, the ever ridiculous Time magazine, after making its general headquarters in the ass crack of George W. Bush, has on its new cover how the nation can turn green after all the eco damage. And hopefully somebody will send them a letter saying, aren't the people you've been supporting, serving as a public relations arm for, not reporting on their many crimes and scandals? Aren't they the ones responsible for the eco-destruction of America? Time magazine, now acting like it's green, has raised issues that a positive output of that potentially is a renewed interest in the environment from people who otherwise never gave it much thought. So if you truly want information on a greener America before the Bush regime just totally gives the green light and deregulation to the ultimate polluters and poisoners, you can, rather than buy the tabloid known as Time magazine, you can check out an organization called the Center for Health, Environment, and Justice. And this was founded by Lois Gibbs, who lived near Niagara Falls by Love Canal while her children were small and in school. And, of course, they found the dramatic rise of cancer, the deaths of many children, and the effects of all the poisoning of the environment that local politicians permitted near Love Canal. And it was made into a good movie, actually. Lois Gibbs she went from ordinary, non-political housewife and mother to environmental organizer and activist ever since. And the Reverend has met her a handful of times. She's a great person and a great source of information. And she is the founder of Center for Health and Environment and Justice, which online is at chej.org. Let's see. Got some interesting feedback from last week's show. There were a lot of people who asked about what was meant by comparing the Manson cult's actions and the Contras and other wars, especially as they happened in the 80s, which drove home another point. There's not only a kind of a wave of new listeners, but there's also more younger listeners who weren't ever informed about what was going on, and certainly not getting it from the corporate media. So I'll clarify a reference. In addition to traditional wars, there is a history of what is called covert wars, which means rather than sending troops to topple an enemy to protect corporate interests around the world, so corporations can drain a nation of its natural resources for their own profits, keep that specific country in poverty and despair, and propping up a dictatorship that has extreme human rights violations to enforce those corporate interests. There was a phenomenon that increased dramatically in the 80s, and after the Sandinista Revolution in Nicaragua in 1979, it was decided they should be overthrown because now the resources of that nation are, horror of horrors, benefiting their own nation and raising the standard of living. And now they're starting literacy programs and farm co-ops and daycare centers. And next thing you know, this crazy idea will spread throughout Central America. So in comes Ronald Reagan, one of the biggest Nazi-type butchers in modern history, and possibly of all people still living, if you want to call that living. And hundreds of millions of dollars were pumped into the Contras. In fact, they were blessed by Pat Robertson at one point. Speaking of dangerous cults, TV evangelist Pat Robertson blessed the Contras in Honduras during the 80s. Somebody pointed that out in the feedback as well. And these people attacked civilians, daycare centers, Red Cross centers, farm co-ops, villages, and were known for their massive overkill and slaughter of civilians, and this was tax dollars at work. So that was the comparison between the Contra wars in Angola and Nicaragua and pretty much around the world, and how they would have hired people like Manson if they were available, because that was the kind of butchery that was going on around the world and continues so. And what else was about last week? Oh, the whole ripping off of the counterculture. The media has always trashed the 60s pot, 60s bands and artists, independent media, the hippie counterculture of the 60s, slandered it, created a lot of bullshit myths that are swallowed by most gullible people in this culture. And so, in addition to correcting the lies, I thought one of the best things independent media could do is give people back their culture and their music and their everything, their source of information, opportunity for expression. And a good book about that is Woodstock Nation by Abby Hoffman. And so the slander of the 60s included making Charles Manson some kind of king of the 60s, which he was not. Pretty much everybody except his own cult eschewed him as yet another nutcase that was mimicking or trying to co-opt the culture, the counterculture at the time. So the purpose, as stated last week when the theme was Charles Manson and his influence on U.S. foreign policy, was returning people their own culture, which is now hopelessly ravaged by insidious radio, the Clear Channel radio stations, the arguably worse Infinity Broadcasting Network, songs put in commercials, the whole corporatization of the music, the concert promoters, and kind of giving it all back to you. And hopefully that will happen through independent media, because you won't get it on MTV, you won't get your culture back from corporate radio, and it is yet another reason why saving internet radio is worthwhile. So I want to send you to SaveInternetRadio.org. Okay, definitely talk out. Going to play a new parody, but this is not from Mick O'Brien. So hopefully the sound will come out okay, because it's on cassette. And hopefully it will be decipherable. I played it a couple of days ago on my own cassette, and it came through okay. So I'm going to try it here. This is called What If God Smokes Cannabis?
This is the age-old question. What if God smoked cannabis?
Somebody stumbling when they walk by, tell them,
hey kid, walk straight, master your eyes.
Drooling from the mouth with them bloodshot eyes, tell them,
hey kid, walk straight, master your eyes.
You took a half of shrooms and now you bout to cry.
Hey kid, walk straight, master your eyes.
Can't remember a thing no matter how hard you try.
Hey kid, walk straight, master your eyes.
First you start mumbling, then you start stumbling. Then your motor skills start malfunctioning. Could it be the intake of the chemical that makes your body shake all over, so critical? First one running to the bar to get a drink, first one hanging out the car, chunky pink, nearly paralyzed, numbed up, then sedated, moving with that rubber band body when you faded. Smoke about an ounce of weed, drank 10 beers. It's just a matter of time before you start getting the fear. You can't steer, you can't hear, you ain't here, you can't steer clear. You wanna go home when you see somebody stumbling when they walk by, tell them,
hey kid, walk straight, master your eyes.
Drooling from the mouth with them bloodshot eyes, tell them,
hey kid, walk straight, master your eyes.
You took a half of shrooms, you think you gon' die? Can't remember a thing no matter how hard you try. First you smoke Indo and then chocolate, but the gin and juice got you skyrocketing. Yo, can I get a Long Island? Who got the bud? Now you wanna lay it down in the club.
You supposed to be a thug, drinking thug passion. Can barely push it to the house without crashing. Now you know better, getting that saucy. Trying to mix tequila with kamikazes and Rossi. Fudge brownies with ganja butter. Then you wanna hit the bong, your eyes flutter. Yo, she had a happy face on her ecstasy. She started touching her private place while she's standing next to me. Should've had one drink, like your girl. Now you in the bathroom, calling Earl. Oh, now you got the spins, head twirls. Underestimate the high, it rocked your world. Now when you see somebody stumbling when they walk by, tell them,
hey kid, walk straight, master your eyes.
Drooling from the mouth with them bloodshot eyes, tell them,
hey kid, walk straight, master your eyes.
You took a half the shrooms and now you bout to cry.
Hey kid, walk straight, master your eyes.
Can't remember a thing on the acid fry. First you need oxygen for circulation. Then you need agua, rejuvenation. Maybe you should eat something, but nothing spicy. Maybe try a cold towel, nice and icy. Nah, you can't leave here, you can barely open doors. Why don't you take a shower, open up your pores. Just try to shake it off, have some activity. Get your shit together, then come back to the festivities. I'm not saying don't get high, cause that's on you. I'm saying if you gon' get high, know what to do. See, my friend right here can hold his liquor, but my friend right here is getting sicker. Yo, he started beef with my homie over what? Shoot this fool to the house, go sober up. Maybe you should listen up, heed the warning, before you wake up sick as fuck in the morning. God damn.
Oh man, I think I'm just gonna sleep this one off, man. I'll get back with y'all.
Jacqueline, but on the truck is there a highway filling up with gasoline? Fidel Castro's brother spies a rich lady who's crying over luxuries, disappointment. So he walks over and he's trying to sympathize with her, but he thinks that he should warn her that the third world is just around the corner.
here. I guess you could say she was a sex fiend. I met her in a hotel lobby, masturbating with a magazine. She said, how'd you like to waste some time? And I could not resist when I saw little Nikki grind. She took me to her castle and I just couldn't believe my eyes. She had so many vices, everything that money could buy. She said, sign your name on a dotted line. The lights went out and Nikki started to grind. Can't tell you what you did to me, but my body will never be the same. Heaven, will you kick your behind? Oh, just show you no mercy, but just shout up. Shout up, show you how to fly. Trying to get it. Woke up the next morning, Nikki wasn't there. I looked all over, all I found was a phone number on the stairs. It said, thank you for a funky time. Call me up whenever you wanna grind.
Bang, bang.
This car is automatic. It's systematic.
It's hydromatic. What's grease lightning?
Grease lightning.
Okay, gonna play a song for the Infidel Guy and Pastor Tammy, and in this studio, our very own Marlon, the great engineer, who have been working diligently on the Reverend Bookburn Archives project, and also preserving and relay broadcasting this show. It's a lot of work, it's a pain in the ass, and all that kind of shit. and they deserve a rather inspirational song. This is Bad Religion doing Fuck Armageddon, This Is Hell. You heard Bad Religion doing Fuck Armageddon, This Is Hell. Before that, the Letterbombs did It's Raining on Prom Night. Ferd Mert. That can't be right. Yes, it is. Ferd Mert did Greased Lightning. And Adam and His Package did Look at Me, I'm Sandra D. Those three songs from the all punk and hardcore versions of Grease, the not-so-original soundtrack from the motion picture. Prince did Darling Nikki. Discount did Waiting for the Great Leap Forward. Acujalon did Master Your High and started off with a parody, What If God Smokes Cannabis? This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In, and tonight's theme is Payback Corporate Welfare. And let's see. Oh, I also wanted to demand, in addition to the new corporate welfare intake forms, which hopefully we'll get Pastor Tammy to design on the new Reverend Bookburn page at fullgospelranch.com/RevBookburn, since she already did such a great job with actually bringing to life the old Reverend Bookburn idea of inventing inflatable altar boys. In addition to the corporate welfare intake forms, also a demand for what would happen to people if they were determined to be overpaid or paid while they were in a hospital or while they were in a jail or even out of state. Return your overpayment. You have to pay back $700 or X amount of money. So it would be logical, and if there was even the pretense of justice, to demand that the recipients of corporate welfare, when they are held fully accountable, and that's going to take more than these bullshit window dressing W. Bush bills to do that, but when they are fully accountable and when they are exposed for their corporate crimes, to pay back the corporate welfare. And if we wanted to be consistent with our Nazi war on drugs, then because they are in illegal activities, to send in the Nazi SS to break down the door, throw grandma to the floor, shoot the dog, steal all the property, seize all the assets, hoping they get the right house, and prompting a forfeiture of their assets. I mean, if the war on drugs, which has been declared constitutional by all kinds of anti-constitution people who've risen to great positions in office, then let that apply to the recipients of corporate welfare when they are discovered to be committing illegal activities. Return corporate welfare, especially your overpayment. And this issue is revived every time, for those of you who do social work or are in school, we hear from a lot of students, including some social work students, when dealing with the inhumane system, the Social Security offices, the food stamps offices, even the women's shelters, the ones from that are based on some kind of religious cult, like the Catholic Church or worse. And when dealing with a woman who either has a history of mental illness or has some kind of medical issue that does not include infectious diseases, etc., etc. And when you see the inhumanity that is faced by the people who have nothing, then you say, you better apply these standards to the people who intentionally and knowingly abuse the system, who are anything but desperate, people who are already billionaires. So return the overpayments from corporate welfare. Got another corporate issue here. This is from Jim Hightower. He's the publisher of his newsletter called The Hightower Lowdown. And you can check that out at jimhightower.com, like high and tower. JimHightower.com. Stop the corporate takeover of our water, taking our commonwealth and selling it. The great villains are loose in our world today, literally thirsting to take things that are yours and mine, and this time they might make off with the greatest plunder of all, our water. Yes, the ideologues and greed heads who brought us the fairy tale of energy deregulation and the Ponzi scheme of Enron are aggressively pushing for the deregulation and privatization of the world's water supplies and systems. They are determined to turn this essential public resource into another commodity for traders and speculators, a private plaything for personal profiteering. In just the past few years, transnational conglomerates already have privatized all or parts of the water systems of Atlanta, Berlin, Buenos Aires, Bolivia, Casablanca, Charleston, Chattanooga, Ghana, Houston, Jacksonville, Jersey City, Lexington, New Orleans, Peoria, Ontario, San Francisco, and many other places. It amounts to a corporate water rush. In our country, private control has rapidly become global control. The largest U.S. firm, American Water Works, has recently swallowed up by RWE of Germany, which also got Azurix in Enron's fire sale. Suez-Lyonnais of France took the second biggest company, United Water Resources, and Vivendi of France grabbed U.S. Filter. That was from Stop the Corporate Takeover of Our Water by Jim Hightower from his newsletter, The Hightower Lowdown, from jimhightower.com. And this is very unrelated. This is from the New City paper. I'm just reading this because it's on top, and I don't want to forget it. The current issue of Philadelphia City Paper, which is a free weekly publication in the whole Philadelphia region, they did a cover story called Bully Puppet, blah, 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 Bully Puppet by Gwen Schaefer, which was about the police harassment and violence against protesters during the Republican Convention of 2000 in Philadelphia, something very underreported and falsely reported by the corporate media. And the cover story was about the people who were arrested in a raid before they even did their peaceful protest with puppets, with these large puppets. And the actions of the city and their even their insurance policy. So it was a good cover story. And in the current issue of City Paper, the very first letter in response to Gwen Schaefer's Bully Puppet article, under the heading Puppet Government, was as follows. Great praise and thanks to Gwen Schaefer for her excellent article on the harassment and legal shenanigans that law firm Hangley Aronchick and company used to attack people who were arrested for doing nothing but making puppets and then tried to exercise their legal rights to correct this horrible injustice. Ms. Schaefer, being a cautious journalist, avoided the term insurance fraud, but I, as a Philadelphia native familiar with the weird deals that go on in the city, can't help but wonder about the city taking out insurance to cover lawsuits over civil rights violations that they planned. When demonstrations are banned for most of the Republican National Convention, when Judge Seamus McCaffrey announces that the city is going to arrest the protesters before they do anything, when the city releases hundreds of non-political prisoners from jail before the RNC to make room for protesters, and when the city arrests 76 people for making puppets, I can't see how these violations of civil rights were just honest mistakes. And then this law firm, a donor to Mayor Street, gets to make over $1 million off of harassing people when they sue. This insurance policy seems to be just like taking out fire insurance on a house you plan to burn down. This is insurance fraud, plain and simple, and this is a crime. On top of arresting hundreds of people for nothing, I hope that the real criminal conspiracy, in quotes, the one to deny people their civil liberties and then make millions of dollars harassing them when they seek justice, is exposed and punished. This story may be the first step. Jamie Graham, West Philadelphia. And speaking of insurance fraud and corporate crime fraud, you notice how there's all these hotlines like report welfare fraud, report insurance fraud, and these 800 numbers. They want you to report somebody from the inner city who gets food stamps and might have too nice a CD player or something like that. You know, they might be just a little too happy living on practically nothing. I say it is a good idea and high time to continuously call these hotlines and report criminals from the corporate class, corporate crime perpetrators, insurance crime perpetrators, which is most of the insurance industry, which is the insurance policy just discussed in Philadelphia City Paper, taken out against protesters in Philadelphia, on, and calling those numbers constantly and driving home that point. Okay, in just a couple minutes, we'll do Asshole of the Week. A few article plugs. Flight of the Phoenix, open letter to Major General Bruce Lawler at counterpunch.org. Flight of the Phoenix, open letter to Major General Bruce Lawler at counterpunch.org. And from the Pie Man, this guy kills me. There's like a whole page of W. Bush posters. Legacy of Nazi Asshole Bush at pieman.org/bushposters.htm. Again, it's Legacy of Nazi Asshole Bush at pieman.org/bushposters.htm. Are you ready? Now that there is this funny young man in the office, in the studio, what am I thinking? I'm in work mode. All right, it's getting to be that time once again for Asshole of the Week. Not too bad. August 25th, 2002, at RadioVolta.org and InfidelGuy.com. Asshole of the Week is from the United States Congress, Representative John Hostetler, Republican from Indiana, a man who is fervently anti-women, who opposes birth control and abortion rights, and who spreads the insidious bullshit myth that there is a link between abortion and breast cancer, which, as you know, if you've heard the show before, is a total crock of shit. I thought it was best put in a letter to the editor in his hometown of Indiana. They did an article about him a couple days before this letter, and then on August 24th, Melanie Lee sent the following letter that I think sums up this asshole just fine. This is about Representative John Hostetler. What kind of man meets with a group of breast cancer survivors who travel a long way to discuss hope for cures and argues with them about a link between abortion and breast cancer that medical experts say does not exist? What kind of man refuses to do his job and hurts people in this way? What kind of man suggests to breast cancer survivors in their 60s that they are responsible for their disease and then denies responsibility for his actions and says I can't control what people feel. I can only control what I say. Congressman John Hostetler, Republican from Indiana, should resign immediately. He embarrasses his district. He will not listen to people he represents. He pushes an offensive agenda. What kind of people vote for this man? Thank goodness I am no longer... Thank goodness I no longer live in a district that this kind of man is a righteous public servant. Melanie Lee, Henderson, Indiana. And I thought that best summed up the recipient of this week's Asshole of the Week. So, Representative John Hostetler, Republican from Indiana, you are Asshole of the Week for such an incredible display of assholism on your part. Okay, thank you, Marlon, the great engineer, for donating your own bodily sounds for Asshole of the Week. I actually got to hear that for once without laughing. So that is good. First track on this record when we play it, if you would. Speaking of corporate crime, there was a really good radio show. There was a special on corporate law and how it is actually to the advantages of these corporate criminals to comply with the law instead of ripping off everybody, draining and depleting pensions and retirement accounts and fucking their employees royally and not in a fun way. It's called The Law Show. You can actually access this if you go to WAMC.org and then click on The Law Show or Show Archives. You want Law Show number 629. And you can email them at lawshow@wamc.org. Or you can telephone 800-323-9262. And I believe that's extension 181. Let's see, going to get to some more music because I just noticed how late it is. Probably going over time at RadioVolta.org. Going to say goodbye in a half an hour to the listeners at InfidelGuy.com. There was an action yesterday in Washington, D.C., in which all these idiotic white power people were marching and saying who knows what. Whatever their cult leaders tell them to. And brave groups like Anti-Racist Action and One People's Project went there to confront them. And I want to refer you for information to DC's independent media, which is www.dc.indymedia.org, for their reports. And also, of course, my friend Daryl at onepeoplesproject.com. And we're going to play a song for the people who went to resist the Nazi and white power and Klan kind of groups in D.C. This is from the original Rock Against Racism recording from the early 80s, the late 70s and early 80s, early punk and reggae groups. The song is by the members, and it's called GLC. I'm not sure what GLC is. I think it's either a media broadcasters or those who were working to censor the media, like Reverend Falwell, but the GLC were assholes at the time, and they received the following song at a live Rock Against Racism concert in July 14th, 1979, in London. This is live at Rock Against Racism, the members doing GLC. Okay, that was our great engineer putting it on 45 speed. So, once again, from Rock Against Racism in London, this is members doing GLC. Okay, let it play.
Breaks your new dreams daily. money.
Non-cash.
Father's contradiction.
Sex counts as news.
And breaks some new dreams daily.
Each day more day.
Turn behind the day dream. Turn behind the day dream. Happy ever after. It's at the end of the rainbow.
We'll be right back. with my machine gun. Bikini girls with my machine guns. 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 Oh, it's not, I'll tell ya, it's a loaded weapon. Bikini girls with my machine guns.
You heard The Jam doing Absolute Beginners. Before that, The Cramps did Bikini Girls with Machine Guns. Los Fabulosos Cadillacs did El Muerto. Gang of Four did Ether. And started off with The Members doing GLC at a live Rock Against Racism show. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In, and tonight's theme is Payback Corporate Welfare. And those corporate welfare links, once again, are CorpWatch, CORPWatch.org, and the Corporate Welfare Information Center. Yes, my handwriting still bites. Corporate Welfare Information Center at corporations.org/welfare. And going to cover a few things and try to get to a song before saying goodbye to the InfidelGuy.com listeners in slightly less than 10 minutes. There was a completely non-covered anti-Bush protest in Portland, Oregon, that resulted in police use of pepper spray and the firing of rubber bullets and all kinds of shit like that. And we're going to play a song for the Portland police a little later for those who listen to the overtime part at RadioVolta.org from the Baby Jesus Sliced Up in the Manger CD. We're going to play a song for those cops. You can see footage of that at San Francisco's independent media webpage, and there's actually a video clip you can see of that. It's at www.sf.indymedia.org, sf.indymedia.org, for their footage of the police riot of Portland. Let's see. Some other new stuff. A webpage that is a really good goof on the Homeland Security trip called Know Your Place, Shut Your Face, Homeland Security. And that's at homepage.mac.com, homepage.mac.com/leperous, LEPEROUS, /photoalbum1.html, and that'll be in the link with the playlist if you want to receive that, or if you already do. homepage.mac.com/leperous/photoalbum1.html. From Common Dreams, this is really good. I believe it's by Arianna Huffington. From commondreams.org, Wackos in Waco, the Brunch Bushians drink the Kool-Aid. And that's at commondreams.org. From Dr. Susan Block and her radio show, RadioSusie1.com, Bondage, Bisexuality, Bare Boobs, and Belly Dancing, starring Leela and Salome Jihad, and another breast-themed show, Big Boobs, Eating Out Advice, and In-Studio Orgasms. Well, we should check that out. Big Boobs, Eating Out Advice, and In-Studio Orgasms, as well as Dr. Susie's Adelphia Gate, and this is video, not just her radio show, Dr. Susie's Adelphia Gate in Frank Moore's Intimate Theater, and Dr. Magnus Hirschfeld's Female Masturbation. You can check that out at RadioSusie1.com, and from Dr. Susan Block, drsusanblock.com, What's New? Terror Journals, What's New, Adelphia Gate, and the corporate criminals from Adelphia, Regis, the Regis Boys in Handcuffs, FullGospelRanch.com, Parler, Parler Archives, The Message Boards with the Great Biblical America Game, Exposing the Assholes of the XXX Church, and don't forget, we're rewarding people who moon the XXX Church or expose their genitals to them, either at a convention or pretty much anywhere. Just let us know you did it and claim your prize. Exposing the XXX Church, Baby Claudie Link, the hilarious Reverend Jimmy Swaggart, Crying Graffit, Exposing Nigerian Email Scam, and, of course, the new Reverend Bookburn page. All of this from Pastor Tammy Lynn Jessup, proprietor of Full Gospel Ranch, FullGospelRanch.com, the world's first and number one Christian porn site, a Christian escort service for the horny evangelical. And, of course, at FullGospelRanch.com/RevBookburn, the new Reverend Bookburn webpage with soon-to-be-updated audio archives and links. And check out the message board as well. And speaking of Reverend Bookburn at FullGospelRanch.com. That is the new email address, RevBookburn at FullGospelRanch.com. Please check out Save Our Secularity in the Yahoo groups at groups.yahoo.com/group/ Save Our Secularity, and there's an underline between each of those words. Save, underline, our, underline, secularity. groups.yahoo.com/group/ Save Our Secularity, about the Christian Taliban assholes who send targeted email viruses to evil people and broadcasters. And the war.org, resources on the 12-step monopoly and higher power delusions, csharppress.com, as in see this, csharppress.com. Bob Barr, senator, who is against sex, against medical marijuana, against abortion, against the Constitution, and four-term senator, has been bounced out of Congress. Updates on that as we get them. Check out narconews.com. GodlessAmericans.org for the Godless Americans March in D.C. this autumn. The People's Strike this autumn at AbolishTheBank.org. Harm Reduction Conference organized by aid service providers, needle exchange organizations, hepatitis C support groups, Dance Safe, and Danzine. And featuring keynote speaker Dr. Joycelyn Elders, which alone is what makes this conference worth it, in Washington State this December, harmreduction.org. Check out the Infidel Guy's new animation, which is incredible, at infidelguy.com/ig16.html. The Million Marijuana March for 2003 at groups.yahoo.com/group/MillionMarijuanaMarch. Jennifer Hunter's online domination service and telephone domination service, jenniferhunterconsulting.com, or 215-627-JENN, 215-627-JEN, and be sure to say that the Reverend sent you. Mark and Susie... No, not Mark and Susie. T.L. and Susie Wall, married couple arrested and charged with prostitution for their sexual techniques workshop, and proprietor of a video line, including an erotic version of Star Wars, videoalt.com. All right, that's all the plugs for now. More to come in a minute. And going to play a song, Goodnight to InfidelGuy.com listeners. The show up until this point will be repeat broadcast at InfidelGuy.com repeatedly throughout this week. And going to play a song by the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, which is actually a band from Somerville, Tennessee, the old hippies from a place called The Farm. The song is called Drafted.
1, 2, 3, 4. Government. It says Reagan's was the president. Your numbers are suspended to the fan. And now you tell me what to Uncle Sam. You've been drafted, and I didn't have a sense to know. Drafted, you've been shot, and I really thought I had to go. Drafted, they took away my freedom and what? At the induction center, I said, please. You wouldn't want me because I got trigger knees. Thick glasses and I have my toes. They said, move on out and stand in rows.
old Marine Corps needed men. They were taken four from every ten. All the draftees laughed at that.
And then they go by that right out of the house.
Oh, draft day!
Blew my mind, and you know it really blew my seat.
Draft day!
Drew my name, and they put me in the Wolverine.
Draft day!
There I was, and I didn't know what to say.
Draft day!
Oh, no, I never will forget that day. I was drafted. There's a man in Washington who can sign your life away. He's given every boy and little girl. Hey boy, you can get your number today. When you're busy playing with your toys, a man in Washington can get your name. He's got the number and he's making it plain.
You be drafted.
You better know what to say.
Drafted.
You could get the letter today.
Drafted.
They'll take you away and they'll cut off all your curls.
Okay, here comes the song for the Portland police who used pepper gas and rubber bullets on anti-Bush protesters. And again, check out the video clip at San Francisco's independent media, sf.indymedia.org, sf.indymedia.org. Gonna play a song from the Split CD. It's half of its songs by F Minus, and the other half is songs by the Crack Rock Steady Seven. And the CD is called Baby Jesus Sliced Up in the Manger, and it has the funniest CD cover I've seen in a long time. Here is Crack Rock Steady Seven doing So You Wanna Be a Cop. This is to the Portland police.
I don't care if we fill the jails, arrest anyone, any rank.
We will make them see their injustice, and it will hurt, as all fighting hurts. But we cannot lose. We cannot.
Don't get back! Come on!
They may torture my body, break my bones, even kill me. Then, they will have my dead body.
Not my obedience.
I don't care if we threw the jail, threw the jail. Let us take a solemn oath, come what may. We will not submit to this law. We will not submit to this law.
Arrest and shoot all the
constitution. We're all men so equal. Beat down the poor and the working class core. Middle class straight up on the fucking rich man's whore. Is there the thin blue line between the love and the hate? If you don't choose to cross it, you're a Nazi for the state. You're injustice, more precious, the precious to few. So you wanna be a killer for the red, white, and blue.
Little kids to the ground, we can all beat you down. Stop the double tap when you pick up the set. You're your own damn brother, you got no respect. But the killer won't stop when you become a god. Walk dead, it's not a red, it ain't gonna stop. It's enough to last all the way until we reach the top of the ladder. After every walk, the rhythm, what's your detail? You got a victim of society and a duel.
Even the summer's a given, this situation lies.
You got me on my run, and I'm all with a trick. I'm waiting around for the boost to fly.
Wanna be a cop?
You never stop, you're looking cops going pop, pop, pop. 41 shots, you're grinning in the door shop. Your sickening behavior regulates this society. Yeah. Unless you're on a sickness and he jaded
so
inside of me.
So you wanna wear blue? Well, you're just a type. Got a chip on your shoulder and an itch for a crime.
Standing on a raft in an ocean of blood. But you're doing the killing and you're causing your blood.
How can we tolerate this matter? Piece of pain. Make a cop
never cycle to his death, you in the shower.
Choking game, morning tea, LOC, never stop.
And you just be sweet if you wanna be a cop.
Tracy is green and the sky is blue. Well, it's about right, this will be the view. You'll come for extra attitude when you come down my block. So you wanna be a cop?
Fuck it, it's better and it ain't gonna stop. It's enough to last all the way until we reach the top. It's better and there is a rough rip. What you can kill? You got a bitch up on society and it's a will.
Even the summer's on your back and drink it like she loves.
You got me on my run and I'm all when you drink away your arms and leave you behind.
The function of a citizen is thus is to provoke response, and we will continue to provoke until they respond or they change the law.
that glue.